Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.
What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. This is going to be my first piece of content reaction for the New Year, so Happy New Year's to everybody. I got a new background and also got a new audio mixer we're testing out, and we're also running this on OBS Studios, opposed to StreamYard. Don't forget the Paul Pickett Podcast available. The video version is on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, Twitter, and much, much more. The audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, and, of course, much, much more. All right, let's get into it. First reaction video of the year. This is Brandman. They're reacting to a video where this guy was comparing signing to a record label to posting content on social media. Let's get into it.
They tricked you to think that this is all fun and games, or they call you a content creator or influencer or just a regular person. You got 300 followers, 500 followers. It doesn't matter. You're still making content. You are the product. They are the business. You're working for them for free and you're not getting paid.
Being on social media is worse than signing a bad record deal. Run that clip.
Look at the music industry. As these artists, they signed their rights away, they gave away their masters, or these different executives, they took advantage of these artists. And I would never do that. If I was in a position, I would always control my master. You signed your masters away for free. If you're on social media, you agreed to let them use your content, repurpose your content however they feel free. You agreed to promote their platform. You're actually making content for them, which they're selling ads against, and you're not getting paid anything. And you've never questioned it one time. So anything that's free, you're the product. That's like an artist going into the studio for 10 hours a day and making an album every single week and never receiving one royalty, because that's what we're doing. You think you're just making a post, you're making content that they're selling ads against. If there's no platform and nobody's making content, then there's no revenue model for them to make money from. Never thought about it like that. You're literally working for them and you've never gotten paid for it. You don't own your content. You gave the rights away as soon as you signed up for it, and you want to complain about Diddy. Y'all got 360 deals for free and you're okay with that? I've never heard one person complain. Think about it. They tricked you to think that this is all fun and games, or they call you a content creator or influencer or just a regular person. You got 300 followers, 500 followers. It doesn't matter. You're still making content. You are the product. They are the business. You're working for them for free. You don't have any control of what they do. You can't control who you reach. You don't control your content and you're not getting paid.
Now, before he goes, he says something. You can't control who you reach. Now, you can't control who you reach if you're just posting content. But if you're advertising that content, you can control who you reach. You can reach more people. At least control the market you reach, the type of people that you reach, and what interests they have that you reach. You can control that. Let's keep it moving.
There is a truth in the fact that if the product is free, you are the product, right? We've seen that time and time again. That is the model of the internet. User-generated content is where we hit scale. But I disagree with a whole lot of this shit.
So do I. Let's keep it moving.
Right?
Yeah. Same.
Just because of the sensitive topic of actually being in the industry, seeing what artists' deals look like, and the choice you have to wake up and create social media and be on there, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, I think it rings true that, for sure, yes, they use your content. Yes, they have rights to continue to use your content. You're helping build their platform, 100%, right? But, one, they're building it on the aggregate of everybody popping out and being active on the platform. They're not building it on the individual head of the artist, and I go on a tour, and now I just individually sold these tickets, and then you're taking my shit, right?
Yeah, record labels are built by a smaller number of people, which are artists. And social media is built by everybody on the platform. That's the thing. Social media has given everybody a voice or thinking that they have a voice. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing. But let's, like, look at what real deals really look like when we talk about artists. One, you're in the deal, and it's contractually obligated for you to be able to, like, for you not to be able to leave that deal mm-hmm. until you have a certain amount of metrics you hit, right?
And you're not on a contract to where you can't leave social media once you create an account. So keep it moving.
Yeah. You also are getting a loan. There's no loan occurring on social media.
Yeah, social media sure as hell ain't giving you a loan so you could boost your social media. Let's keep it moving. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That you then have to pay back to get your music to be owned by you again. Or, shit, you might have given away your ownership on top of the fact that you took a loan against it. Right? On social media, dog. Yes, they might be able to use your content, but you still own the content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is more licensing than anything, right? Now, that might not be the technical term when you get into the real legal, you know, aspect of things, but you still have the ability to take your content on different platforms. You have the ability to stop posting. You have the ability to, like, literally delete your content and it not be seen on those platforms for the most part, generally speaking. On top of that, the opportunities, they blew up on social media. Rashad, who's speaking, we have...
Which is kind of hypocritical. This whole statement of comparing social media to signing to a record label is kind of hypocritical when you need social media to sign with a record label. I really think they should have compared social media to FM radio. Let's keep it moving.
I've blown up and built a massive... like based on social media. So the opportunity to me is so different. You can't say that it's worse. Now, if you said like there's some resemblance, you know, that's not as viral as a statement. You know what nope. I mean? Or you say, shoot, there's some aspects of it and or it just sucks, like, bro, they kind of screwing you over and just leave the record deal out of it, then I'm all with that. But once you compare it to a record deal and how bad these record deals really are and how you actually lock down and they taking your life and your product, nah, bro, it's different.
Yeah, let's pump the brakes on that one. I think you should have compared it to FM radio. It's not the same as signing a record label. It's nowhere near. You're not locked in a deal. Social media is not giving you your money. Record labels can drop you anytime they want. They own your masters. They can get in your ear and tell you got to make this song and make that song. As a content creator, you can make what you want to make. People can give you advice and suggestions, but you don't have to take them. So once again, I thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.